The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is January 4th, 2021. I've got a very special guest in the second hour staying over, Orlene Kurla from California. We're going to be talking about vaccines and all that stuff related to COVID. She's working on a new book here and give us more insight into her new book. Phone lines 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Orlene, the homeless population wandering around close quarters, whatever they do, digging in trash cans. This has been a sore spot for those people pushing that you must social distance and wear the mask. They did a study here in Jacksonville, Florida, in a homeless camp, and I know you have some out there your way, and nobody was positive for COVID in the camps. Pretty amazing stuff.
It's called herd immunity.
That's right. That's exactly what it's called. We are delaying the herd immunity by wearing the mask and social distancing. That's what we're doing.
That's right. When I was a little girl growing up in this small town of Roberts, Idaho, if anyone in our town had any kind of an illness like measles or mumps, my mother would take her three daughters over and would all play with them so that we could get measles, mumps, and chicken pox. We'd get them from the little neighbor that we were playing with, and then we would have immunity for life. That was kind of the customary thing to do, and now people haven't even heard of it. Now if you don't have a vaccine against those things, your parents are obviously not good parents. And now in California, we have mandatory vaccination laws, so everyone has to have those vaccines or they can't go to school. 21 vaccines will be given to a little child before they can enter the first grade. Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing. That is incredible. That is incredible. And I noticed that even they're trying to push that with the homeschool, too. First, they couldn't get the compliance, and then as people say, well, I'll opt out. I'll just homeschool my child. And for some reason, know that you can't do that. And I've made the case several times before, if you had a class size of 40 kids, and the parents saying they're going to let their 20 kids be vaccinated for the flu. We'll use that as an example. And the other 20 kids don't want to be vaccinated. So if the flu vaccine works, then why are the parents all upset that the other 20 didn't get the vaccine because their children are safe? But I guess this little slogan, it's that slogan they've been using since they started this scamdemic. We're all in this together. And so everybody must be vaccinated.
That's right. And they've just brainwashed them, everyone. Like you mentioned, the propaganda that's been going on. And people don't do their own research. They don't know to do anything different than what they're being told. They're trying to make us a very compliant society. So we will all just march lockstep together and fall in line. And very obediently take the vaccine, very like obedient. All those thousands of elderly people did in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we've caught a lot of those lies. Talked about refrigerator trucks, the need for 40,000 ventilators by Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and up in New York. Empty hospitals. There was a nurse that was just arrested a couple of days ago in the UK. She was pointing out the fraud in the UK. They're walking around filming an empty hospital that supposedly was overrun with COVID patients and dead people. I've never seen such a bigger hoax in all my life, but it still continues. And there are people who are playing the game. Of course, there's a financial incentive for some people in hospitals, definitely, to label anything they can as a COVID death and receive a financial benefit for it. I have a serious problem with all that and the physicians that go along with that. But I understand now the physicians are being targeted who come out by their boards, and they could lose their medical license or have it suspended. So there's a lot of arm twisting to get compliance to go along with this, Orlean, which means, guess what? This is a fraud. You don't have to twist arms if it's a real thing. But that's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. This Dr. Gold, who was part of the American Frontline Doctors, they held a big press conference in front of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. She was the one that instigated it. When she got back to Los Angeles, she discovered she had been fired from two hospitals where she worked. Well, fortunately, she has also a law degree, and so that's what she's doing now. Mm-hmm. She's just becoming a full-time advocate for all these other doctors who are also being fired for speaking out and telling the truth about this. We need more.
We got our first caller, Orlean, so I'm going to take it right now. We're going out to Tennessee. Caller in Tennessee, Karen, you're on with Orlean Curla. What's your question?
Good evening to you both. I was wondering if either of you have any advice on how to get through to a very pro-vaccine family member.
Well, I've had such. My daughter-in-law, who I discovered after she married my son, was a closet Democrat. And four beautiful children, but she insists that they be vaccinated, and I have tried in every way I can to send all the information I can, but if they won't read it, it doesn't do any good. Yeah. But there are more and more really good books coming out, and in my book on the vaccines, I mention one that was telling about a Dr. William Thompson, who was actually part of the CDC and is now a whistleblower, and the book is called Whistleblower, and he reveals the link between autism and cancer since 2003, and that's a really good book to pass on to them. There are so many other doctors who are writing good things about this. You can probably just find them online, but the sad thing is, if your relatives won't read it, then maybe you have a better relationship that they will read what you pass on to them. But this vaccine right now is
well,
very
I tell you
scary.
What, when I talked to my daughter, and I had the same issue with my daughter, I think she thought she said, Dad's crazy. You know, he's a conspiracy theorist. But I'm pulling out scientific evidence, all the data here, and showing it to her. And I think the one that really, really made a lot of it really caught her attention was last week. It came from Natural News, and I don't like Natural News because they came back and later on added some words to it, put some words in RFK Jr.'s mouth, and they shouldn't have done that. But RFK Jr., the Natural News story original, said, warns, don't take the COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstances. And it's still online, but there's been something added to it, a little asterisk, added something that he is pro-vaccine, it's your choice or pro-choice. And but he never did say that. He's very, very, very critical of vaccines in children and the link to autism. And I am too. I'm certain of it. I am that certain of it that the vaccines being bombarded, these little weak immune systems being bombarded with so many toxins at the same time, will have a negative, a very bad outcome. And I had no personal cases of a child that was very normal. Got a couple vaccines all at the same time before the age of 3. And hours later, they stopped talking, started smacking their face, and were later on diagnosed as autistic. So I have personal experience, but my daughter finally listened to me. I don't know. Arlene's correct. If you can't get people to read the literature, and maybe find somebody who actually is an example of the bad outcome, maybe that would sink in more. So to see that they were a normal child, and here's a good case right here. I think there's plenty of them out there. You could probably find one, but you do bang your head against the wall on this one. I do too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen,
for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Phone lines are open. I expect more calls than one. Come on, people. I know you're out there. 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Orlean, I saw the nuttiest thing. A woman in the ocean swimming with her head out of the water with a mask on. I kid you not. I think there are people who are convinced that COVID is in our regular air everywhere we go, so we must wear a mask everywhere we go. I saw a guy, a lineman, on top of a telephone pole working on the telephone lines. He was up at least 100 feet up in the air, and he had a mask on. I guess COVID flies up. It can get you even at 100 feet. A woman on video the other day, Orlean, was walking down the sidewalk. I don't know where it was taken. She was wearing a face shield, a mask, and gloves, and she had a spray bottle. I think she had bleach in it, and she was spraying, misting the pathway that she was walking with this spray bottle. I have seen some nutty things. I've actually diagnosed it myself without being a clinical diagnosis here in the medical community here, but I'm calling it PC, the short for psychological COVID. And I think we have created a lot of germaphobes and a lot of mentally ill people who are now afraid of touch, afraid of closeness, intimacy. They're afraid of the air they breathe. When you see two people in a car, they're together and they have a mask on. There's some serious, serious issues here of mental illness. People are convinced that it's everywhere now.
Oh, I totally agree. I liked your name PC for it. It's very true. My husband and I were in Jackson Hole this past summer to celebrate our 51st wedding anniversary and went to climb the Grand Tetons. And we took had to get to where you had to go. You had to get on a boat to cross this Jenner Lake. And as we went to get on the boat, there was a lady handing out masks. And I told her, you know, we are in the middle of Wyoming. Wyoming has only had 26 deaths. There's no COVID here. We're out in the wide open spaces. We're about to cross a lake. Why would we need a mask? And she said, well, this happens to be a national park, and all park employees have to wear a mask no matter where you are. And anyone who comes within the limits of our national park boundaries have to wear a mask. And I said, what if I had a statement that I'm exempt from wearing a mask because of some medical condition? She said, then you just wouldn't be able to get on the boat. Well, we had already paid to go on the boat. Kurt and I both took the silly mask. And then also you had to have social distancing on this boat. So normally it's a boat that would take 50 people on. You could only have 25. And when we got off it, I asked the man that was helping us off the boat, I said, do we have to wear a mask climbing the Tetons? He said, no, you can take it off now. But I would swear that at least three-fourths of the people climbing the Tetons were still wearing masks, and their little children were. It was just amazing.
You know, it's funny. It's amazing that you can wear the mask. The bandana only gives you about 4% or less protection. This is just a fraud. The virus is so small and it's porous. And you mentioned the masks themselves. Of course, when you're exhaling, you're breathing out moisture and they're getting wet. And they're a nice conductor to hold on and grab onto bacteria and other pathogens. And of course, when you take that another nice deep breath, guess what you just bring into your lungs? We are going to see a lot more upper respiratory diseases and problems, no doubt about it. We're seeing dental problems. We're seeing facial acne problems, all kinds of stuff from breathing your CO2. And of course, they think it's okay to breathe CO2. Well, I worked in the ICU And we did blood gases on patients. And I can tell you, CO2 is not good to accumulate CO2. We talk about
acid, promoting different things in chemistry.
Yeah.
They keep promoting the myth of global warming based on the pollutant CO2, and yet they're perfectly fine breathing it back into their bodies.
Amazing. We got some more calls here, Orlean. Let's go back to the phones in New York. We got Dave. You're on with Orlean Curla, Dave.
Yes. Hi. Good evening. They didn't pull me off to the detention center, but I guess they didn't pass that law yet. We all heard about that. It's pretty shocking. I was wondering, we've heard Catherine Austin Fitz talk about the different components of the vaccine, and she's talking about nanobots reporting, et cetera. Then we have Celeste Salom going even into more detail, and it boggles your mind, but I haven't looked at the components of these. Are you aware of what components are in these three vaccines that they're promoting?
Yes.
And especially related to odd things that are in there, like nanobots.
Yes, I have a whole section in my book about how they're really using this for transhumanism. And Steve mentioned John Rappaport. He was actually on with Catherine Austin Fitz talking about this. And he says, isn't it interesting what both Bill Gates and Fauci are doing? They really are using this vaccine to bring these nanobots in so you can have interface brain changes so that they're essentially turning our brains into a system so that they can now, it's almost like a computer. And they mentioned how Gates wanted to have an operating system inside your computer. Now he wants to have an operating system inside our brain, and then they will be able, with these tiny little nanobots, turn our whole body into a transhuman, that we will no longer have, I will no longer have cash, we'll have a cashless system, where if you've been a good person and done everything you're supposed to do, you will be able to access your cryptocurrency for the day.
Right.
Have done something wrong, you won't be able to access that. But what was so interesting, what they said, that they're using the excuse of calling it a vaccine so that they will be immune from any lawsuits. Because as you know, here in the United States, there are actually two laws that protect anyone that's all the pharmaceutical companies because of these, they're now immune of any lawsuits. And by calling it a vaccine, that makes them now immune from a lawsuit. But really, it's not a vaccine. It's a way to get these nanobots into our bodies and turn us into these transhumans that the AI units that they've wanted to have for a long, long time. And they'll have total control over all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a Trojan horse, I guess, and... Now, they don't put actual antigens in this, protein antigens. They put RNA, and that RNA then is supposed to synthesize the antigen in the body. Is that correct?
Yes.
And of course, it could be incorporated possibly into the DNA. Yeah.
And they have these little, there are so few people that will actually tell you the truth about this, but there's a drawing that I have in my book put out by CBC News, and they actually list nanoparticles. They said the genes are encoded in mRNA and packaged in lipid nanoparticles, and then I put in parentheses, called nanobots. Once the vaccine is injected into the body, human cells use the instructions to make copies of the spike protein for the immune system to learn to recognize. Pfizer's technology includes Vancouver-based nanoparticles. At least they mention these, but no other. Bill Gates won't even talk about it because he knows it's too frightening for us to think they're putting nanoparticles.
Orlean, I got a bumper coming up here. Orlean, hold that thought. Dave, stay on the line. We'll come right back to you.
One shot at a time. Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. We're going to go back to the phones here and talk to Dave in New York. You're on with Orlene Curley. Go ahead and finish up there, Orlene and Dave.
All right. I wanted to make mention, Dave, of the patent number that Bill Gates filed a patent on this new technology. You've probably heard this, but it's W02020060606. The W-O stands for World Order, the year 2020, and then 666. You know what that is in the Book of Revelations. Mm-hmm. It's really talking about this mark that will be placed inside our wrist or inside our forehead. And when he applied for this patent, you can't apply for a patent if it's something natural. So obviously he's planning to change the human body to something that's unnatural. And that's actually the words that are in the patent. And they're talking about how the patent will now, or the human body will now be used to essentially use this cryptocurrency. It's amazing and how these patents even get passed. But they're pretending that will help us to have a healthier body. That's not true at all. It's all about control and totally changing us, so we will no longer be humans, essentially.
Right, right. I think it biblically it seems to relate to the abomination that desolates, and there could be an AI being that would be connected to this, and that abomination can only desolate mankind if mankind's connected to it. The other question I had was, with these nanobots, are they metallic? Are they aluminum-based? Are they partly lipid? Do you have an idea on that?
They say that they're made out of three different substances. One of them is titanium, and that they are going to be so strong that they can lift like 1,000 times what their body is. But you wonder, why do they need to be lifting anything? They're supposedly just inside. I have a picture that someone artist did of how this little nanobot is it's portrayed in red, white, and blue. Maybe that will make us feel better. It looks more patriotic. It shows these nanobots with four legs attacking some kind of a virus, and that's what it's supposed to do, that the nanobot will now give us a different type of genetic material and supposedly turn your body into its own vaccine manufacturing unit. But to do so, they are essentially changing your RNA and your DNA.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I think the good Lord knew what he was doing when he created our DNA and our RNA that makes us unique. And as Steve has said, we have our own amazing immune system. We don't need these little nanobots. And then the nanobots are self-replicating. They will never leave your body. And the other thing that Catherine Austin Fitz and others say, they will be using this metal inside our body with 5G to essentially control us, and we will become like an antenna that 5G can then control us, give messages to. We'll not just be sending out messages, we'll be receiving controls back. It just, to me, I call it an absolute Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde system of how they are totally wanting to change us into a freak, Frankenvirus, that's what I call it, a Franken vaccine.
Franken science, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would prefer if they just killed everybody off than trap us in such a strange state. Thanks. Nice talking to you, Orly and Steve.
Thank you. You sound like you're very well informed.
Appreciate the call there, Dave. He's a good caller, very good caller. Back out to Austin, Texas, my good friend, Scottish John. You're on with Orly and Curla.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Orly. Steve, I heard you mention that the woman with the spray bottle earlier on walking down the street, if that was the same one I saw, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Aye.
Amazing.
Did you see the one with the girl walking the dog, and the dog stopped and had a poo on the sidewalk, and the girl, someone managed to catch this on film, I don't know how they did it, but she took her mask off to pick the poop up, and there happened to be someone's trash can just nearby. She dropped it in the trash can and put the mask back on her face. I kid you not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You find that one. You find that one, John. You send that to me. I gotta have that one. That's good.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I still have it here somewhere. Now, have you seen this this kids cartoon show that's on Netflix, showing these people getting this? They sit in a chair and this big clamp goes around their arm and does something, and it opens up and they have this big mark on their arm, and it's like it's basically a chip, and it shows the kids all the wonderful things you can do with this. You know, you go to the store, you don't need money, blah, blah, blah. And this is children's cartoons aimed at what age are kids when they watch cartoons? 5 to 10 years old? This is diabolical, man. This really angered me when I saw that.
I have not heard of that. That is amazing. Yeah, they're trying
show
in
on
very
Netflix.
Subtle ways to convince us to take all of this, and starting with the very young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Always.
All right, that's all I've got, man.
That's their future, John. That's their future, the young.
I'll send you that video with the dog. All right.
Yeah. Appreciate it. No, the future is with the young. They're not going to waste too much time on us. We don't have that much time left. They're going to mold the children with the indoctrination, and that's where they start, molding the clay, the minds of the young children. Back to the phones here. We're going to go out to, let's see here. Jean in Kentucky, you're on with Orlene Curla.
Yes, hello. I've met a lot of mass calls, including my own husband. Also, when I was taking a young gentleman home from doing some work for me, I was looking right and left, ready to turn, and I spotted this young man with scrubs on, probably going to work at the local hospital, with a mask on his face. And I about laughed my head off. And I see people all the time, and I get into people. I went to a nursery back in Louisville to look for some special seeds when we went to Louisville for a visit, something I had to do. And they told me I couldn't come in, an outdoor nursery. And I yelled and screamed at them and got back in the car. I mean, I'm like that. I'm not scared of them. I'm 70-plus years old. Also went to my sister's funeral, and my husband said, I bet they won't let you in. I said, you want to wait and bet and see? I just walked right in. I told my niece, y'all need to get those masks off. We're all family here. And most of them took it off.
Good.
And another thing, I've got a message board out front, and I've got on it vaccinehoax.com. What else have I got? Say no, say hell no. Civil disobedience. Okay. And I've got some more stuff on the other side. I'm not scared of any of this stuff. Good.
Well, Gene, I think I should say something real quick, because I'm not sure if Orlene heard it correctly. You did not say a foul word, a bad word. You said mask holes. And that's a new term we've come up with for people who wear the mask. We call them mask holes.
Yeah.
And then we call them covidiots. Covidiots and mask holes. So Orlene, she didn't use any foul language, just to let you know.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, I
saw the video.
That's a new term, mask holes. I like it.
Yeah. I see a lot of people, and
I like covidiots. Covidiots.
Yeah, I got into it at the optician's office too with them. You know, they wanted to kick me out of there. So I told them all I was do is dropping off some papers, you know, and I just can't keep my mouth shut. So whatever.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
I mean, you got to stick up for yourself, and I get into my husband all the time because he watches television and I don't. I just listen to internet radio, mostly RBN, and he listens to that propaganda radio too, that NPR. But he believes all this junk. So whatever. I told me he needs to talk to Tommy.
Orlene, I saw a clip the other day. It said the Amish don't get COVID because they don't watch TV.
Yeah, most of them don't wear a mask either when I go to their places, you know. Like they run.
That shows you how influential the mainstream media is. Yeah.
No, that is amazing. I just happened to listen to an NPR radio broadcast. Normally, I never hear it at all, but my son, who borrowed my car, had turned it on. And they were saying, isn't it amazing what we have learned from COVID? We've learned that... obviously, capitalism does not work. It's only socialism and communism that works. The Chinese have handled this so much better than America. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah,
and that's what I understand the Great Reset is going to be all about, changing us to not only a cashless society, but also putting down capitalism and making sure we realize how much better socialism will work for the whole world.
Right. Gene, I thank you for your call. I need to move on. I got another call. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Gonna go back out to Texas.
Problem.
Going back out to Texas. W in Texas, you're on with Orlene Curla.
Yes, Steve, you stole my thunder. I was gonna say COVIDians, I was gonna say they call people that don't believe in this scamdemic COVIDians, and I was going to say the opposite would be the branch COVIDians. I heard that recently, so you stole my thunder on that. The second piece was I heard the other day that I don't know how true it is, but I wouldn't doubt it. They're telling people they would give them $1,800 or $800 to accept the vaccine or something like that. I don't know if you heard that or not, but I heard that
today. I did hear that. I think it was $750, I believe. Yeah, I heard that.
$750, okay. Yeah, so that's crazy. And the third piece, you know, the lady there, Arlene, is talking about, I think, businesses and things like that. Well, my recommendation would be, if you do have a business, whatever it is, to record programs like yours, record, like you said, Simone Gold, record these doctors all over the place, do like little snippets. If I'm in a restaurant, I don't want to be hearing any music. I want to be hearing snippets telling me that this is a scamdemic, explaining why the vaccines are unsafe, talking about hydroxychloroquine. I don't want to be listening. If I'm a business owner and I want to continue what I'm doing and not be locked down, they should be doing that. Whatever it is, the fitness center, a barbershop, they should be playing the anti-narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you don't have any kind of opposition, you don't allow any opposition to an argument here. You have one side only. It's communism. And that's exactly what they've been doing. They've been squelching everybody else who opposes these vaccines, this
right.
agenda. That tells you there's an agenda there because, you know, it's like that, like the example I use, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the guy that doesn't recommend Crest? I kind of want to talk to that guy because maybe he's the smartest guy in the bunch. You know,
mm-hmm.
we should be talking to that one guy who doesn't want you to take Crest. Maybe it's going to rot your teeth out. Maybe it's going to give you cancer. I don't know. But the point is we're not getting that extra. We're not getting that other voice to say, wait a minute here. These guys can't be 100% correct. And when you start pointing, you know, at the examples of Fauci flip-flopping, saying masks don't work, they work, social distancing. I mean, the guy's he's so discredible that I don't understand mm-hmm. why anybody even looks at this guy for advice. And Bill Gates is a computer nerd. He's a computer software guru who can't stop viruses from entering his own programs. But for some reason, he's given himself a medical degree, and people listen to him. Quite amazing.
It's because he's a multimillionaire. For some reason, money talks, I think.
I guess so. Anything else there,
what you just said, and all these little clips, this is exactly what should be playing in restaurants, bars, whatever, all around the country right now. They should be doing that. And my last question to Arlene, what is your thoughts on the vaccine and fertility? And I'll end at that.
I've heard that in the tests that they've done on all three of these top vaccines, they have had problems with fertility. And we believe that Bill Gates' agenda is population control. He's actually said that. And he's had experiences where his vaccines in Africa have caused, I think it was like 10,000 women to be now infertile. They didn't know anything about this until after they took the vaccine. So I think, and I know my own next-door neighbor took the Gardasil vaccine. First of all, it caused her to start having convulsions, and then she discovered she couldn't have any children. So I think there's a lot in these vaccines that they're not telling us about, including aborted baby parts.
Right.
And it's just so tragic to hear what's in these vaccines, and I totally agree that we should ask anyone that's trying to vaccinate your children to first read the label and explain what's in it, because I think a lot of doctors don't even know themselves.
They don't. Actually, Orlene, before I left Santa Rosa there, I had a follow-up appointment with a doctor, and he wanted to give me the flu vaccine. I said, not interested. He says, why not? I said, do you even know what's in there? I said, you know there's thimerosal in that? And he says, no, there's not. There's no. Actually, I said mercury. I said, well, they don't call it mercury. It's thimerosal. He said, that's old. They don't do that anymore. I said, look at the vial. And he says, I'm not going to argue with you. He says, you don't want it? I said, I don't want it, and left it at that. So a lot of the physicians don't know what's in the vial. And they've been told to look the other way on this. I mean, they're getting incentive pay to get compliance on these vaccines.
That's right. It's very sad. It's like the doctors no longer remember they took a Hippocratic oath.
An oath. That's right.
Do no harm to their patients.
Do no harm. That's right. Hey, W, I thank you for your call. I appreciate you. You know, interesting that I noticed that in the phases 1A, all the way down to phase 4, Orlene, that the healthcare frontline workers would be the first to get the vaccine if they wanted it. And many people I know have declined the vaccine and filled out the questionnaire, the paperwork, just saying I refuse the vaccine, which is good. And so that's what I recommend, highly recommend. But I noticed that Congress, self-serving Congress, decided to get themselves vaccinated first. And, of course, they did a we had to have the media there showing that we're taking our vaccine. It was a selling marketing point is what I saw here. Because I said to myself, it's not the real vaccine. You can't see the vial. My guess, it's normal saline, 0.9% normal saline. It's salt water. We use it in the hospital for flushes all the time, for IVs. And so if you understand who Congress really is, that comprises Congress, you're talking about lawyers, attorneys, people who are in law to begin with. So their job, primary job as a lawyer was what? To sue a company, a corporation, for negligence on their products. So understanding that is how a lawyer thinks, to sue for negligence and harm. So the pharmaceuticals have been given a blanket immunity on this because they've rushed it through. They got emergency orders to say, yes, you can have it. It has not been authorized and okayed by the FDA. I've got a chart here now saying it just Moderna, 2019, they applied for the emergency order on their vaccine. That's going back to 2019. So you know this thing's been worked on for a while. So the Congress would gamble, play Russian roulette, knowing that they cannot sue the pharmaceutical and take this vaccine. They did not take the regular vaccine. They did not take the COVID vaccine. They took a phony placebo, normal saline shot is all they took.
Isn't that interesting? I also found out that not only did they apply for their, like Moderna, you mentioned in 2019, the testing kits for all of this were actually done back in 2015 in China, and they were selling them in 2017, and on the testing kits it actually had the label COVID-19. So they've been planning this for a long, long time. For anyone to say that this was not one of the titles in my book, I call it I'll read the whole thing. It's Unmasking the Masquerade, 8 P's for Loss of Liberties and Turning the World Upside Down, Plandemic, Propaganda, Paranoia, Pseudoscience, Persecution, Profits, Politics, and Population Control. And then the last title is A Tale of Two Viruses, because I have a whole chapter on the influence of 5G on this vaccine, on this virus. As you probably know, it was November 1st a year ago that 10,000 base stations were turned on in Wuhan, base stations of 5G, an enormous amount of power. And then it was just shortly thereafter that so many people started coming down with this strange illness. But before, there was also a mandatory vaccination for the flu virus given to everyone. So they already had a weakened immune system. Then the 5G was turned on. Then they started coming down with all the symptoms that 5G would do to people, including causing them to have loss of oxygen. And one doctor said that this it's like treating a person who has just been dropped on top of Mount Everest and had no time to acclimatize. This is an oxygen depletion sickness, and that's exactly what the virus is as well. And so coupled with 5G, people in China, they say millions of people were dying. It wasn't just a few thousand. They said from satellites up above, they saw a constant burning of the crematoriums, and hundreds of thousands of urns were then delivered to people with the remains of their loved ones in them. So it was much more than what the Chinese told us who died from this initially. And then it was the other countries in Italy and Spain that also turned on their 5G, where they had the highest numbers. New York City was a test city for 5G, as was Seattle, Los Angeles. And all the places where they had the highest numbers were where they also had turned on their 5G. So coupled with all the strange things that were in this virus, and then the 5G affecting the body, that's why people were initially dying in such large numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. I sent you an article a while back. I think I still have a copy of it here in my little files. It was about nanotechnology and the vaccines, what's going through the needle. The story title was called, the article title was called Storing Medical Information Beneath the Skin. And the, it was, this technology was, this nanotechnology was created, was actually manufactured and invented at MIT. First question I had was, when I read the article, was who put the order in to create such a thing? And now that it's created, of course, you created it for a reason to use. And then we have now this, this situation with vaccines going on. Telling us now that our travel will be restricted. If we don't have it, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't go to school. I had a caller last night, Orlean, that opened my eyes to something. I never thought about it. Now, this is in your neck of the woods here. And I was thinking that Walmart and a couple other industries, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, was tipped off years ago that this was going to happen. And they were going to kill the little small business guy, take all their business, basically, and they were going to expand. They were going to become monopolies. And so they increased their fleets of their trucks, their people, their warehouses, and they did everything just right. What a coincidence this happened, because it wasn't a coincidence, because this was all planned this way. But what somebody brought to my attention last night was, it's in your neck of the woods there. It's the Bilderbergs. It's over there at Bohemian Grove, the secret society that meets once a year, and world leaders come there, and it's very secret, and what's going on. That those are the minds, those are the people that came together and created this nightmare we have now.
Oh, I totally believe it. I have a chapter in my book about who are the minds behind this, and I do mention the Trilaterals, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Fabian Socialists, and that's what's also a very interesting thing. The Fabian Socialists created this university in London called the London School of Economics. And a year ago in March 26, 2019, they had a big sculpture on display there of the world turned upside down, with everything that used to be in the Northern Hemisphere down in the Southern Hemisphere. And they loved it because the motto of the Fabian Socialists is to remake the world according to our heart's desires. And they show a stained glass window where the founders are hitting the earth, remolding it to their heart's desire. So they're delighted to have this sculpture of the world turned upside down. And they always give these little hints of what they're planning to do before they do it.
Yeah,
it seems to be, if they don't do it, then they don't have success. So they give us a little hint now and then, and that was a very big hint. So I have a whole section in my book about the Fabian Socialists and how they got started. So there is a great deal of masterminds behind this. One is essentially especially the Rockefeller family. And the Rockefeller family in 2011 had put out an interesting white paper where they have a scenario in there called Lockstep. Have you heard about that, Steve?
No, I have not. I have not heard about that.
It essentially is the blueprint for this entire pandemic. And they spell out exactly what will be happening in every country. They'll all be in lockstep doing exactly the same things. They will all have social distancing, of course, and mask wearing, and the businesses will be shut down. And eventually they will have a vaccine. And it's just amazing how this has all been spelled out. So if they have a question what they should be doing, they can just look at their lockstep blueprint and fall in line. And it's just an amazing scenario portrayed by the countries of our world right now, written by the Rockefellers back in 2011. So I have one chapter that shows exactly all the planning that has gone into this. I have a timeline of events leading up to 2020 when it all got started. And there's no denial that this was all carefully planned. And I did want to make mention of what you said, the MIT, they call it a tattoo, to be inserted under the skin. It was Bill Gates that called for it.
Right.
And he gave money to MIT to create it. And I have a drawing of what it looks like. So it has four needles.
Yeah.
And it won't be difficult to put on. It will be like putting a Band-Aid over your wrist, and these little needles go in. And one of them will be giving you the vaccination. The others will be giving you an identification number that goes under your skin. And then you can always be tracked and traced wherever you go. And
with
those who don't have that won't be able to enter.
Right. You do read my emails.
I do.
I sent that to you, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Yeah. And you can use they'll use a smart device to scan the area where you received the vaccine, and they'll know all your vaccine records.
That's right.
Amazing stuff. Short commercial break, last one, and phone lines are still open, 512-248-8252, 800-313-9443. We got Orlean Curler for another 10 minutes. Please call in.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller, and we'll get an update when he gets to the D.C. rally. He promised me to get a lot of pictures to send him over and some video. We'll definitely post that on the website. Orlean, I definitely need this next caller. I definitely need to put you in touch with this gentleman. He's in the medical profession. He's retired pathology, working in laboratories, a very, very intelligent guy. So later on tonight, I will give you his name and number. and you can call and talk to him. You're going to want him for a research for your book. We're going to get this call quick in here. Tom in Utah, you're on with Orlean Kurla.
Orlean, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Orlean, I'm a friend of Phyllis Schlafly and Gail Ruzicka.
Oh, wonderful. I love them both.
I just wanted to find out, are you perchance coming up to Salt Lake for the Eagle Forum gathering this week, or this month, I should say, next month?
Isn't that wonderful that you get to do that? I would love to come. What day is it?
Well, I wondered if Gail, well, I'm being presumptuous. I was visually, how to say, readjusted in D.C., so I don't even know what's on her schedule. So I just was curious to know if you,
I will give her a call. We have a second home in Heber City, Utah, so we often make it up there. And I've been to two of her conferences, so I'll see if I can't go. That's wonderful. We can't even do anything like that in California. We are so shut down. But in Orange County, they're doing it anyway. We have a very active Eagle Forum chapter there who meet in a Calvary chapel, and the pastor loves their meetings. He attends them all. They have 200 people that come. So there's still hope in some parts of California. But I'm delighted to know that you know Gail. She's one of my favorite people. And, of course, Phyllis Schlafly was here in my home and like a second mother. I dearly loved her.
Yeah, I loved Phyllis. I made a couple of trips out to St. Louis, whatever that city is across the river. I forget the name of the city where her offices were. But anyway,
Alton, Alton, Illinois.
Yeah, Alton.
Yes.
But anyway, if you're brave, give me a call like Steve's telling you he'll get you connected with me.
All right. I'd love to talk to you.
Appreciate the call, Tom.
Walk that area.
If we still got time, I'm going to see if I can squeeze one more call in here. Dave in Nevada, if you're still there, you got about 30 seconds to 45 seconds.
Okay. I just wanted to know if anyone knows Donald Trump's stance on vaccines, because it seems really befuddling to me that no one seems to question anything that Donald Trump's doing with this vaccine program, Operation Warp Speed, especially the Trump supporters. So,
my understanding is, and I hope this is correct, that he was using that excuse to get the National Guard out, spread out around the nation, in case of some uprising, when the Insurrection Act is maybe brought in, or when there's probably going to be lots of uprisings if the people don't like the outturn, what happens on January 6th. So that's my hope.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Orlean, thank you so much for coming back and being on the show today. It is always a pleasure to interview you. You are a very sharp lady, and I am blessed to have you as my good friend. I miss you. I wish you were closer by. But
thank you. I wish
a pleasure to have you on
us.
The show.
Would you mind if I give you
I'm still with you. I'm with you in spirit. I'm with you in spirit. I'm just not in person.
Okay. Do I have time to give my website, Steve?
Yes, go ahead. Get it quick. Go ahead.
It's booksfortruth.com, and you can order the book on the virus, Unmasking the Masquerade. It should be printed within a week. So it's booksfortruth.com.
Thank you, Orlean. Good night, everybody. I'm back in on Thursday, the 7th. We'll see you then. Good night.
Are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.